It's Tuesday, the 19th of August, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. This weekend just gone, my husband John and I were in Birmingham for the UK Podcasters Conference, and I wanted to record some thoughts about it, mostly because I know some of my Audio Boo friends were kind of interested and umming and erring as to whether they should try and go or not. So I wanted to record our thoughts about it, what we made of the whole thing, and let people know what was going on, because it sounds like there is going to be another one of these conferences next year, and people might be interested to know whether it's something they want to come along to or not. So the conference was held in the centre of Birmingham at the rather fantastic Hotel La Tour, which is a very swish hotel. And the hotel facilities were absolutely faultless. There was endless supplies of not just tea and coffee, but a whole fridge stocked with chilled drinks, nibbles available all the time. And in the afternoon, there were even ice creams provided, and a lovely buffet lunch as well for the main meal. So venue, food, drink, fabulous. The whole day was pulled together by Mike and Isabella Russell, who run Music Radio Creative. I hope I've got that right. And they'd managed to pull together an awful lot of people who know an awful lot of stuff about podcasting. There were probably, I think, just shy of 100 of us all together. The event was structured in a fairly traditional conference format, in that there was an opening keynote from Mike and Isabella introducing the whole day, and then there were a series of speakers throughout the day, and then we had a closing keynote at the end of the day. There was only a single track. It wasn't a really big one where there were a choice of sessions running at the same time. It was all held in one large conference room, and there was one speaker at a time. But what they'd managed to do, which I thought was absolutely brilliant, was leave large gaps between each speaker. So we didn't feel like we were penned into a room and just listening, and then going home. It was very much listen to something for a bit and then have a time for a drink, and then listen for a bit more, and then have another drink, and plenty of time for networking, which is where I think the real power of these events comes, because you get to meet like-minded people and talk to them and kind of start figuring out how you can work together, how you can help each other, how you can support each other. So that's the kind of main shape of the day. In terms of the speakers, as I said before, it started off with Mike and Isabella welcoming everybody. And then we went into Joseph Bushnell, who does a podcast called The Online Marketing Show. And he talks about ways to grow your podcast using online marketing, and how you might use things like social media or SEO or YouTube or things like that to build your podcast following and to get your podcast found by other people. The next section was The Non-Techie Guide to Audio Production by Colin Gray, who does the Podcraft podcast. And Colin was great. He pitched a session that was useful to the people in the audience who were thinking about starting a podcast but hadn't got one yet, but also useful to people like myself and my husband, who are fairly experienced podcasters and have a reasonable good setup anyway. And just while we're on that, actually, the kind of, I think it was probably about a 50-50 split across the delegates of people who already had podcasts or people who were thinking about making a podcast. So there was a good mix of ages and abilities, so quite difficult for the organisers to put together a programme that interests everybody at that level. But Colin was great and gave not only starting equipment and starting hints and tips, but also what you might upgrade to once you feel like you're outgrowing particular pieces of equipment. The next speaker was John Bus. I'm not going to pronounce his name right. Buscal, I think, who did podcasting and strategic contact marketing, and he was much more from a traditional marketing agency, and gave a case study of how they'd used podcasting alongside print media and other advertising to achieve a client brief. And that was really interesting, seeing how podcasting could be incorporated into a commercial situation. The next speaker was John Colley, who I think his title was How to Launch a Podcast Like Tiger Woods, which had most of us going, hang on a minute, Tiger Woods hasn't got a podcast. But actually, no, he talked about coming in and making a big bang when you started off and things that you could do. And his session was great because it was full of practical things that you could do to help your podcast launch smoothly if it hadn't launched already, and they were still things that were relevant to people who had existing podcasts. He was very keen on encouraging us to speak to each other, to work with each other and support each other, and that was a really good session. We also had a session by Mike Russell himself, who did the A to Z of podcasting using Adobe Audition. Which was interesting because even though I'm not an Audition user, he still talked about sort of sound editing concepts and things that were relevant to me. So that session, even though it wasn't the software product that I use, was still interesting. And the final keynote was a chap called Jason Van Orden, who is an American podcaster, and he really did a super speech, really, really full of motivation, talked about how you sort of take something that's a hobby, that's something that's a passion, and turn it into something that you can make money at. Obviously didn't give us a sort of golden bullet of here you go, this is how you make money online, but gave lots of hints and tips and ideas, and primarily kind of ended up giving the message, be yourself. which it was a really good message. It was excellent. When the day finished, there was plenty of time for hanging around, a bit more networking. John and I actually went off and got ourselves some dinner, and then there was a drink session in the evening sponsored by Spreaker, who were one of the sponsors of the day. So again, we got to go and just sit around in the bar and talk to people. And the thing I liked about the whole conference was just how friendly everybody was. Everyone was there. Everyone was there to learn. Everyone was there to meet people, and everyone was there to try and work together to raise the profile of podcasting in the UK. It was interesting. Right at the start of the day, Mike and Isabella sort of asked how people had come to podcasting, how people had been inspired to podcast, and they said, you know, how many people in the room were inspired to podcast by the American podcasters, and virtually every hand went up. And, you know, certainly I feel like I've sat and watched podcasting go from strength to strength in the States, and it feels like we haven't quite caught up yet here in the UK. And I'm certainly quite keen to see the podcasting side of things become more popular, become more mainstream, become more well known. And anything that an organization like UK Podcasters can do to bring us all together, it's got to be a good thing. So, summary of the day, it was a great day. I found it really useful. I'm never comfortable networking. I'm not good in social situations, but I managed to find people I could talk to and people I could get along with. So it was good, made some good contacts, met some great people, and learn some interesting stuff. So if there is a UK Podcasters 2015 conference, and if you are interested in learning about podcasting, learning more about podcasting, I'd definitely recommend going along. It was a really good day, and hopefully John and I will be able to go to the next one, which would be great, wouldn't it? So there you go. So thank you very much for listening. Those are my thoughts on the UK Pod 14 conference. And I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.